I know in whom I believed and fully persuaded that he is able. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Father, we just thank you today for this time of year, for putting us in remembrance of the greatest gift that you gave, your son Jesus, that we could have life and that we could have life abundantly while we're here on this earth, to walk in the truth of your word, Lord, and to know that we're overcomers. We love you today, Jesus. And Father, we just lift the things up on our hearts today. You said to come boldly into your throne room, to bring our petitions before you, to come into agreement with you with what you have already done and put in place for us. And we come into agreement with your word today that says, by your stripes we are healed. By your stripes we are healed. We are delivered and set free from every onslaught of the enemy in the name of Jesus. And Lord, we just lift every name upon this request today for healing in their body. We come against the attack of sickness in any form or fashion in the name of Jesus, that they are the healed of the Lord and will raise up with a testimony of your power and your glory, Lord. For those that are seeking wisdom, we thank you that you're the God of wisdom that lives inside of them, and they know which direction to take, every decision that they need to make. We thank you, Lord, that your Holy Spirit is directing them. For those that need comfort this time of your Lord, for those that are going through things, Lord, that have lost loved ones, that are no longer here this year, that you would bring them peace and bring them comfort that only you can bring, Father God. For those that need salvation, we thank you, Lord, that the salvation has already been provided for them, and that you would speak to their heart and convict them by your Holy Spirit of their need of a Savior. And as we come to the end of this year, Lord, and we reflect back on this year, Lord, and all the things that have gone on and that's happened, you're still God, and that we can say, but God. And we thank you for that today, Lord. I speak a blessed over these people today, God, as they go out, that they are blessed coming, that your blessings is overtaking them in the name of Jesus, and that there's not anything that them and the Holy Ghost and you can't handle. Thank you for our pastors today, Lord, for continuing to do a work in their bodies and for blessing them abundantly more than they could ever think or ask, that the windows of heaven just open over them, Lord, and the best is yet to come. And we thank you for that. And the church said, amen. Amen.
Hallelujah. Last year at this time, I was in Audubon Hospital. I got to come home tomorrow. And I was alive for Christmas. That's about all. I was home and I was alive. I praise God that a year later, and I'm doing as well as I'm doing. Hallelujah. Well, you know, they've talked a lot this morning already about gifts. Sister Shirley got up here and used my very first scripture, which is fine. But my message this morning would be entitled, The Gift. The Gift. And I want you to see the thread that has woven all of this service together from the beginning until now. And the scripture that I want to start with is one that we all know. John 3:16. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. That he gave. Isn't it true that anything that is given is a gift? Anything that is given is a gift. God gave the gift of his only Son. Now, there's times when I'll be meditating on something or had time to think about something, and then just out of the air, I'll ask Laverne a question about it. And she usually looks at me like a deer in headlights, because she says, "Now, you've been thinking about this. You've had time to think about it." But this morning on the way to church, I did that same thing. And when I asked her the question, she just thought for a couple of seconds and gave me an answer. And it was the right. And the question that I asked was this: what was the first gift that God ever gave to man? The first gift that God ever gave to man was the breath of life. And God formed the man out of the dust of the earth and God breathed into him, and he became a living soul. First thing God gave us was the gift of life. There's not a lot of people that doesn't or that don't realize it, but they didn't earn anything to be born. They didn't do anything to show up on this planet. Every one of us have a life that was given. Now, what's happened to that life is a result of what we have done with what we've had and how we have allowed others to manipulate our lives. But we are ultimately responsible. God gave us life. Now, John 3:16, on the same page, you have the next reference in the New Testament to a gift. In John chapter 4 and verse 10, Jesus talking to the woman at the well, the Samaritan woman. And this is what he said: Jesus answered and said to her, "If you knew the gift of God," if you knew the gift of God, "and who it is who says to you, 'Give me a drink,' you would have asked him, and he would have given you living water." And then he says in verse 14, that when you drink of that water, it will become in him a fountain of water springing up into eternal life or everlasting life. Again, he's telling this woman, if you knew the gift of God, you'd have everlasting life. So he gave us life. And then Jesus came as a gift to God. And he gave everlasting life. And the gift goes on. The gift goes on. The Father gave the Son. The Son gave the Spirit. The Spirit gives us life. Now, in the scripture that I put in the bulletin, Acts chapter 10, and I'm not going to go there and read it. I'm just going to call your attention to it. But it says, all of the Jews were amazed because the Gentiles were given the gift. They were given the gift. Now, of the Holy Spirit. In Ephesians chapter 2 and verse 8, it says, for by grace you have been saved, and that not of yourselves. It is a gift of God, lest anyone should boast, not by works, but as a gift. A gift is something you do not earn. Now I want to take time to say that the scriptures that I have used that have the word gift in them, and the scriptures that I'm about to use that have the word gift in them, are all from two Greek words. All from two Greek words. They're really, it's just two forms of the same word. And those words are words in Greek that mean grace. Grace and gratuity. Grace and gratuity. That's literally the meaning of the two words. Grace and gratuity are gifts that are given to whosoever will. The gift of grace. The grace of grace. Now, the word is charisma or charis. Charis means grace. Charisma means gift. You know where the name charismatic came from? The charismatic movement back in the 60s and the 70s. The charismatic church referenced to people as being, well, he's a charismatic. There's only one thing that means everything else that it means or connotes is because of the actions and the disposition of people who call themselves charismatics. But charismatics are people that either operate in the gifts of the Spirit, or they believe that the gifts of the Spirit are in operation in the church today. That's the basic definition of a charismatic. Now, you say charismatic to some people. What is a charismatic? Oh, people that swing from chandeliers. People that roll on the floor. People that run and jump. People that bark like dogs, yeah. People that dance in the aisles. All of those things are things that charismatics have been known to do. But that doesn't make you a charismatic. Charismatic believes that the gifts of the Spirit, the gifts of God, are still in operation in the church today. So that being the case, I am a charismatic. And I hope that all of you are charismatic. And the same is true with the word Pentecostal. You can add a lot of definitions and characteristics to something called Pentecostal. But really, the only thing that Pentecostal denotes is a person who believes in the gift of the baptism of the Holy Spirit accompanied by speaking in tongues. That's all you have to be a Pentecostal. So, I guess, in that case, I'm a Pentecostal. And I hope you are. Now, that I have defined the word that we're talking about. There's four things that I want you to consider that are gifts from God. Everything really is a gift from God. But the first thing that was the gift from God was life itself. Life as a person on this planet. Then the second gift was eternal life for those who believe. Those two gifts already. Now, let's go to Romans chapter 5. And we'll get down to the nitty-gritty here for a few minutes. Romans 5, and I'm going to start with verse 12. Therefore, just as through one man sin entered the world, and death through sin, and thus death spread to all men because all sinned. For until the law, sin was in the world, but sin is not imputed when there is no law. Nevertheless, death reigned from Adam to Moses, even over those who had not sinned according to the likeness of the transgression of Adam, who is a type of him who was to come. God's action gave us life and the likeness and image of God. Adam's action took away the eternal life and the image of God. We lost it, and sin became rampant, and death as a result of sin. That's the stage that I've set. Here's the verse. Verse 15. But the free gift is not like the offense. For if by one man's offense many died, much more the grace of God and the gift by the grace of the one man, Jesus Christ, abounded to many. First of all, I want to ask you this. Ponder it for about 5 seconds. What's the difference between a gift and a free gift? Is there really any difference between a gift and a free gift? Well, there is and there isn't. A gift is something that you've been given. Free is something that costs you nothing. Now, you'll get a lot of gifts, probably, or some gifts, within the next week. You will get gifts from family members and friends. But in one sense of the word, those gifts will not be free gifts. Because you will get something given to you because of who you are. Husbands will get gifts from their wife because they're her husband. She may spend a lot of time displeased with him, but he'll get a gift because he's her husband. A wife gets a gift because she's a wife. Children get gifts because they're children. Now, think about this. Parents and grandparents, who did you buy a gift for? Your children and grandchildren, or somebody else's children and grandchildren that you don't even know? Now, what I'm simply trying to say is this. We've got to understand God's way of giving. That he gave freely to all men. Nobody was able earn it. Nobody got it because of their position. Romans 3:23, already been quoted this morning. For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. You do not deserve His grace. We do not deserve a gift, but we got it. It was given to us. You ever try to give somebody something and they didn't want to take it? You know, for some reason, you just wanted to give it to them. No. No, I don't want it. You can't do that. And they wouldn't take it. And you know, we think that's being noble. But in one sense, it is depriving an individual of the opportunity to give. Now, if you're working for somebody, you get wages. Romans 6:23. For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ. Now, if you're working for somebody, and you've contracted with them, and you know they're supposed to pay you, then when you finish your job, you take the wages. But if you're doing something for somebody just out of the goodness of your heart, don't just automatically turn down another person's gift. Be led by the Spirit of God. But realize, and also realize, don't get in this human game. See, we play human mind games. Well, let me give you this. Take this. You really help me out. Take this. What I mean by mind games is sometimes people do things for us. How much I owe you? And we say, oh, you don't owe me anything. And they're not asking you because they want to give you something. They're just asking you because that's the human mind game. Don't offer somebody something that you're not willing to give them. If you're going to begrudge giving it, don't offer it. But on the other side, don't just simply say, nah, you don't owe me nothing. Either out of pride or whatever. I know there's been times too my ministry that I've helped people. That genuinely needed the help. And some of them I've had to talk into taking it. And if we're upfront and honest with everything that we offer, and everything that's offered, we'll see more of the blessings of God. Because it is more blessed to give than to receive. Verse 16, Romans 5. And the gift is not like that which came through the one who sinned. For the judgment which came from one offense resulted in condemnation. But the free gift which came from many offenses resulted in justification. For if by one man's offense death reigned through the one, much more those who receive abundance of grace and of the gift of righteousness will reign in life through the one, Jesus Christ. Now I know that charismatics and faith people are big on the idea that the Bible says we will reign in life through Jesus Christ. Special position. How are we going to reign in life? It just told us. Those who receive abundance of grace. The more of God's grace you can receive, the more you will reign in this life. So take it all. Give God's grace credit for everything. And of the gift of righteousness. The gift of righteousness. First gift was life. Second gift, eternal life. Third gift, righteousness. It's amazing how many people are still working for their righteousness. When we're talking about righteousness, we're talking about God looking at us, saved, redeemed, with no mark against us. We're not looking, or He's not looking at someone who is performing perfectly in order to see them as righteous. We are righteous. And if we realize we are righteous, we will start to live like we are righteous. And the works will follow. Because in Ephesians 2, it says, created in Christ Jesus for good works. Therefore, as through one man's offense, judgment came to all men, resulting in condemnation. Even so, through one man's righteous act, as Jesus Christ, the free gift came to all men. The free gift came to all men, resulting in justification of life. Resulting, the free gift results in the justification of life. God gave man that life with Adam. Man made a mess out of it. lost it. But what Jesus did resulted in justification of life. Now let me ask you this. You ever heard the expression concerning anything? What's your justification for doing that? What's your justification for doing that? In other words, why is that entitled to happen? What justifies it? Now, think about this. Justification of life. Why do you deserve life? The only reason you deserve life is because Jesus, through His gift, gave it to you. He justified you being alive. That's a powerful saying. If everybody realized that your life, whatever you've done, ever how you wasted it or used it is not the issue. The issue is that by accepting the gift of Jesus Christ as your Savior and as your eternal life, that act justifies your life. It gives you reason to be alive. There's a lot of people don't see any reason for them being alive. If you had all of the papers in all of the cities and towns and everything around the United States, every day there would be multiple examples of people who have taken their own life. Why? Because they couldn't see any justification to keep on living. When you understand what God through Jesus Christ has done for you, you will be able to see a reason to live. For as by one man's disobedience many were made sinners, so also by one man's obedience many will be made righteous. Many will be made righteous, not by what you do, but by what He did. And one other scripture, and then we're going to have a song. Paul sums it up in 2 Corinthians chapter 9 and verse 15. Not a long verse, but a powerful, heavy one. When he says, thanks be to God. Thanks be to God for His indescribable gift. Thanks. thanks be to God for His indescribable gift. We're big on Christmas and gifts. But we need to be big on understanding God's Christmas gift to us. Exchanging gifts. What are you going to exchange with Jesus? The only thing we've got is to give Him our sin in exchange for His righteousness, for His sanctification, justification, life. What an awesome proposition. I'll give you life if you'll give me your sins. And that's all that matters. It is an indescribable gift that God's given us. And I like this song that Brother Ronnie's getting ready to sing here. Made a special request of him to sing it.